Today on Culture Couch, we meet local sculptor John Barlow Hudson, who's finishing a piece of public art for the downtown Dayton Public Library building. Creating a public sculpture puts an artist in the middle of a conversation. The work is accessible. People can walk around it and touch it. Hudson's new work includes two seats. It's actually a place to sit and talk. Community Voices producer Lauren Schaus visited the artist's studio to learn more about his work.
John Barlow Hudson is standing in the sun at his workshop in Yellow Springs. He's in front of a granite monolith, sorting through a collection of blades and discs in a wheelbarrow.
Here's an example of the diamond pads, special
There's
kind.
Diamonds in this?
In the little blue plastic bits. Wow. Yeah.
These are the tools of his trade. Rather than the traditional hammer and chisel, John brings a little more power into his process.
All of this has been done with a 14-inch chop saw, and I've suspended it on my engine hoist, so I don't have to do all the work of holding it. And so you can remove a lot of material very quickly.
Folks in the Dayton area have almost certainly seen John's sculptures, whether they know it or not. The bronze Tree of Knowledge by the Yellow Springs Library, the tall, reflective double helix at Sinclair Community College, or the long, undulating yellow steel sculpture in downtown Dayton, to name a very few. He began his career working in stainless steel, but as he guides me around his workspace, he reveals his true love.
Each stone, like you see the pattern in this slab here, it's totally unique. Texture and shape and character and color pattern and unique like a person, whereas stainless steel, one sheet looks like the other.
John shows me what he's working on now, a piece in honor of public servants, which will be installed at the newly remodeled Dayton Metro Library. The granite sculpture will bear quotes about public service and will be composed of two seats on opposing sides of a wall.
So I'll make this one, this seat is going to be curved and sort of like the inside of an egg, so you can sit inside and feel enfolded. The other side is more geometric. The two seats interconnect, which creates a open space between the seats so that the two people facing different directions can still communicate, even hold hands, pass messages. It's about communication and breaking through walls.
We go inside John's gallery space. He introduces me to more of his work, talking about each piece with affection.
It rotates around its center. Mm-hmm. It's kind of infinite. It just keeps turning and spinning. And in a way, this could symbolize a person. And the person's life turns around their center. It's always rotating every day.
And do you find that learning about, you know, the spiritual, does that motivate you at all?
That's kind of, to me, the main inspiration. Although an art gallery dealer always said, don't talk about that when you're trying to sell your work. But to me, that's the only thing that's really worthwhile.
He shows me a few photos of pieces in Cincinnati that were destroyed by their owners when the buildings housing them were renovated.
Did they let you know before they're going to do something
no.
like that?
Actually, my wife and her friend went to see the one, and it was gone. It's mind-blowing how someone can destroy something like that.
John's work dots the landscape of the Miami Valley, but his sculpture also spans the globe, with work on display in nearly 24 countries. He's like his sculptures in that way, well-traveled, and from an early age.
As a kid, I grew up, we traveled around the world. My dad was a geologist, and went to all these places like Machu Picchu and Jerash and so on. Climbing around on them, they were just mystical, and I guess I became inspired to make things like that that would last a long time, that would speak down through time to people in the future. Like they were speaking to me. I hope that my work lasts a long time. That's why I like working with granite. My wife's in theater, and she's happy to do things that are transient like that. For me, if I'm going to do all this hard work, I want it to last a long time.
Sculptor John Barlow Hudson. His new piece is on track to be finished by the end of the summer, when the new Dayton Metro Library will open. For WYSO's Culture Couch, I'm Lauren Schaus.
Culture Couch is made possible by a generous grant from the Ohio Arts Council.